Jake, did I notice a commotion out in the hallway?
Yeah, it's odd because you would think by December the office is kind of shutting down a little bit, but I did see some heavies out there, some big bodies. I smelled tons of cologne, and it's too early for Elf to be here.
Yeah, it's not Sunday.
Yeah, so there's some bit of commotion going on out there. Oh, wait. Who is this?
Bad acting.
I know this guy. Joining us now, this White Elephant Day morning. Good morning, Don Marconioni.
Wow. Yes.
What an honor.
Good morning. Man. Good morning, gentle muses. Pleasure to be with you on this fine morning.
Actually, I'm the only muser here today. The others are working different shifts.
Yeah, I see that now. So along with Craig, the one true muser, we have Jake, the ticket for Rhett. We have Ty Walker, a dancing bear at first base. We have Sean Bass, the lone survivor of my boys from the Hot Push. And the devil himself, Matt Birmingham. What the hell's going on here? This is still the ticket, right?
It's just our White Elephant Day. We mix and match the lineups. We do this every year.
Well, that's a relief, because this crew of cast-offs isn't sustainable. No disrespect. Thought maybe I would have to call in one of my fixers to straighten things out up here. Maybe
no.
Rough cat up a little
no,
bit.
No, no. No need for that. It's just for a day.
Well, that's good because my man Johnny Pants has a lot on his plate these days.
Oh, Johnny Pants works for you?
Of course. He's one of my top lieutenants. The Kick Around World Cup podcasts? He left Andy Swift's severed head in Dan Bennett's bed to make that happen.
Oh, wow.
Picks with friends? A little birdie gave Dan some helpful information to make sure it'll be Corby who's on that Greyhound bus. Gets lured into an El Paso rest stop and ends up buried in a shallow grave on the other side of the border.
Oh, God.
The Normathon? Johnny paid a visit to the cab man. Held him by the ankles off Reunion Tower and got him to agree to cut it down to 13 hours this year. That's the best I could do.
Oh, okay. Don, yeah. Thank you, Don.
Best
for
I could do.
Good work.
Speaking of Norm, if the picks of the poll don't make me whole by the end of the year, it'll be Johnny Pants tucking in Uday and Kusei and taking Mary on asexual sugar daddy adventures to Lake Titicaca.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, that seems way outside the list of responsibilities for Johnny Pants. I thought his only job was just to tell people don't forget to sports.
Oh, so you don't think that's an important job, Mr. Space's super gay man? How do you think all these people and all these cars and houses and buildings end up focusing their eyes on all the baseballs and basketballs and pucks and football balls and golf balls and tennis balls
too
and
much.
To a lesser extent bowling balls and sometimes even soccer balls and maybe in the not too distant future pickleball balls.
I heard that's big, yeah.
You think they all wake up in the morning, provide a nutritious breakfast to the other members of their family, finish their work or school assignments, complete all their daily tasks, serve a healthy dinner representative of the entire food pyramid to the family, and then just miraculously enjoy vicariously sharing in the athletic achievements of complete strangers? No, Chappie's second favorite son, they don't. The people need an organization to look out for their best interests. They need someone they can trust to tell them, don't forget to sports.
Yeah.
Capiche?
Okay.
You capiche?
Yeah, yeah. No, I got it now. I had no idea.
Well, that's okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay, my boy. That's exactly why I have Joey Milk. You know, my nephew, Joseph Marconioni Lecce. That's why he emails you every week to find out what you all are going to talk about on the Cowboys pre- and post-game shows. So you don't forget the sports. You get it now,
I got
huh?
it, yeah.
Thank you for that. That's
that
great.
Makes sense.
You know who forgets the sports all the time? The new one on the hardline, Gen X Davey. He spends too much time listening to ambiguously gay 80s music and daydreaming about male appendages to remember the sports. Is he part of this fake ticket morning show you got going on here today?
Yeah, I'm not sure where he went off to, though, bad acting.
Well, that's unfortunate. I wanted to have a little sit-down with that dime store dingo. You know, Dave Lane, he's the human version of period cramps. I shouldn't be saying this, but some wise guys use Davy's marriages as a front. They pawn off all their credit card debt onto Davy's many ex-wives prior to them meeting an unfortunate little accident. Heard his new lady is a real nice piece. My condolences in advance to Miss Marissa.
Just get in front of it there.
Davy is amazing, though. He writes, he sings, he does radio, he tells jokes. Is there anything he can do? You've seen the Antonelli's credit card commercials, right?
Yeah.
Were you aware that the Antonelli's cheese shop is just a front and we've been laundering money through that thing? They clean a cool $6.3 million per year for the family.
Wow.
There's no joke here. I just wanted to set that record straight. I was a big Hot Push fan over the dry dock. I loved what you boys had on the Hot Push. It's too bad the bald one is gone. Heard he went to go work for a retirement home.
Oh, yeah.
You know, speaking of Davey, I heard he was suspended for ranking local pizzeria joints, which we've been told 100 times in the last year not to do on the air. He's new at this. He doesn't understand.
That's okay.
He doesn't understand the relationship between sales and programming.
It's a complicated one for sure.
It's a handshake agreement.
Yes, it
we
is.
Gotta be all working together and pulling in the same direction. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Tell that never gonna be Gordo. He needs to come see Don Marconi only if he knows what's good for him.
I tell you, we will. We're gonna deliver this message for you.
Thank you, Ty, for being right on top of your line.
Thank you.
I trust you will because when you cross Don Marconioni, you do so at your own peril. You could end up podcasting for the rest of your life like Cray-Tray.
Hey! Oh, okay, come on.
You could wake up one morning and realize the only creative outlet you have left in life is musical theater like Jaya.
Okay, now.
Come on.
Or worst of all, you could turn on your little microphones here someday and pull like a test pattern no matter how many billboards you buy.
Okay.
Oh, hey, wow. Don.
I think I've made myself clear, so I'll leave you boys. It's time for me to have a cappuccino and my morning cannoli. Hey, do me a favor, creepy guy behind the glass over there, horny one. Sing me something from old Blue Eyes this morning, if you would please.
Nice.
I hope you accept my presence here today as a gift on your White Elephant Day.
Wow, yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
Goodbye.
Thank you, Don. Love you, Don. What an honor.